Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. We've all heard about the supply shortages that various providers are facing, but those shortages aren't just limited to equipment and supplies. It's also talent and knowledge. There is a workforce shortage out there, and staffing solutions are becoming an increasingly important part of how HME providers run their business because of that. And it's interesting because these solutions let providers sort of accordion their businesses. They can more nimbly expand and contract their staffs based on need. And those services also let providers take care of, you know, new referral partner and patient needs, as well as satisfy new market opportunities. One new staffing solution is RTNow, a company that provides telehealth staffing of respiratory therapists. I first learned about RTNow at MedTrade West back in July, and I was instantly interested in their approach and the fact that they were so specific. So today we have Chuck Stadler Jr. Chuck is the president and CEO of RTNow, and he's joining us on the podcast. Chuck, welcome.
Thank you, David, for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I am really interested in what you guys are doing. So Chuck, let's dive in. What are the pain points that RTNow is trying to address?
Ultimately, David, what we're trying to do is put a respiratory therapist in front of a patient when it's necessary. And we understand that the old way of doing things, you know, always in person, isn't always necessarily the best approach moving forward. So that's what we try to do, is put a respiratory therapist in front of a patient when they need it at their convenience.
I'm curious if you're seeing specific challenges that sleep providers or respiratory providers are facing when it comes to staffing, or is this kind of a part of just a broader national trend?
That's a great question. There's a lot of really interesting things happening in the workplace right now, especially in healthcare, where the resources are needed. Respiratory therapists are needed much more necessarily in hospitals right now because of COVID and everything else driving the inpatient side of things. But there's also much more retirement happening than what we expected in the workplace.
More people,
So there's amazing things. People have been able to kind of put their time in and officially retire also. So the workforce is definitely shrinking in the clinical workspace.
And so that shrinking workforce is, you know, obviously that's got to be putting providers like sleep providers in a tough spot operationally. But is it also impacting them strategically?
I think strategically it's a big deal, because if you don't have the providers to take care of your patients, you know, not only in your spaces that you're already well saturated in, how are you expected to go out into new areas around the country or even within your own state?
Gotcha. So it's kind of what's the word I'm looking for? It's sort of attenuating their ability to grow and dive into new opportunities.
For sure.
So so we've got this situation where we've got providers that are feeling operational limits. And they're also facing strategic limits due to this sort of staffing shortage. Is that the reason that you guys created RTNow?
Yeah, so when we originally started out in 2016, we started out with an inpatient focus, trying to get respiratory therapists to remote areas of Minnesota is where we started.
Oh, wow.
But we then realized that, you know, inpatient has its own unique challenges, but we have, you know, a staffing background mostly is where our expertise comes into play. So we started to focus on the home medical equipment space because of, you know, the growing need in that area and everything that's going on with sleep.
So knowing that we've got this situation where providers, HME providers, are, you know, have limited operational capabilities when it comes to staffing, and then also that limited staffing is also impacting them strategically. You guys are offering a service to help them. You know, what is the service that RTNow provides to the HME space?
So what we do for the HME customers is mostly allow their respiratory therapists to stay with the patients and people that need them the most. Uh-huh. We understand that, you know, RTNow is not going to be a complete solution. where hands-on is going to be necessary. And we don't have that capability doing what we do via telehealth. So it's really keeping the resources available for those patients who really need the respiratory therapist in person the most. And we can be there for them in other more virtual type scenarios. Some of the services that we offer HME companies are CPAP setups, CPAP adherence programs, and the monthly or quarterly ventilator check programs. So some of these patients are healthy patients otherwise, but they just have questions and they want to be able to get them answered in a quick and not necessarily doesn't need to be in-person format. You know, oftentimes we can get there quicker because we can be there virtually.
Interesting. So it kind of helps providers sort of pick and choose how they want to apply the RTs that are on their staff or maybe ones that they regularly contract with, but then use some of these more process-driven tasks. They can outsource that to the RT Now team. Is that a good way to describe it?
That's a perfect way of explaining it.
RT Now is an actual team of RTs, right? Like it's not just random RTs that are like contracting. These are part of the RT Now staff. Is that a correct description?
Yes. So we have a team of respiratory therapists with leadership in place and management levels in place to be able to care for numerous customers. And then we hire additional respiratory therapists as more customers or more volume from those customers comes on board. And we integrate them into our team and focusing on how we do things, but also how we do things is a direct reflection of how our customers like to do things also.
That's neat. And I imagine that what you guys are able to build up some sort of methods and workflows as well to increase efficiency.
Absolutely. You know, and this is all we do. We can become very, very efficient at it.
Yeah, and right.
It shows with our adherence program as well. We have our first batch of adherence program or adherence patients coming out of the 90-day program at 90%. So it's very strong. We're very happy with those results.
Maybe you could take a moment to describe the adherence program a little bit. Is it that they kind of stick with the patients and coach them and that sort of stuff?
So we have a very detailed process of getting patients set up virtually. And every customer is a little bit different on where we get inserted in the process. But generally speaking, we're talking about adherence is before we can even talk about the setup, because it's that important to us. We want to make sure that if we're going to set this patient up with a device, that not only are they going to use it, but they're going to feel comfortable using it and want to use it for not just the first 90 days, but for years to come. So we take an approach on the adherence that it's not a scheduled, you know, you're going to get calls from us at day one, day five, day, whatever it is. You're going to get calls from us based on need. Of course, you're going to get one the day after. But after that, if you're not adherent in the program, after 2 days, you're going to get a call. If you're doing great after the first week, you might not get a call from us over the first week. But we're going to be constantly looking at things in the background and making sure that you're doing a good job.
You know, maybe it might help to hear how RT Now can kind of fit into a business. Can you give me maybe a thumbnail example of how you fit into a provider organization, you know, how they integrate you guys and how you, you know, solve their problems?
Absolutely. So what we do is we start out with an onboarding call where we talk about the systems and processes that they're using already. You know, are they using, what EMR system are they using? What list of CPAPs are they using, generally speaking? What kind of mass fitting technology, if any, are they using? And we start to dive into the volumes and where are they located so that we're making sure that we're providing state licensed RT if that's necessary. And then just keep going. You know, once we get the volume of patients, there's a way to transition the patients from them to us in a notification pathway. And we can start caring for those patients. We get them all set up. We have different scheduling options. Sometimes the HME company likes to self-schedule these patients into visits themselves, which we provide tools for them to do so, or we can schedule the patients ourselves also.
If a provider is interested in this, what's the process for integrating RT Now into their business? Does it kind of follow that that thumbnail, or are there other steps? Like, you know, specific workflows that, just cut and dry, you know?
It's pretty cut and dry. Most of the time, the EMR system allows us to be added as a provider. Mm-hmm. And they just basically tag us as a provider or put the patient into a WIP state, which can, basically notify us that something needs to be done. And we go ahead and take a look at it and take care of it.
Neat. You had mentioned that, you know, this doesn't replace all RT staff and, you know, all contractors, that, you know, providers can use this in a very pinpoint way. Where do you think this is right? You know, where do you think this is ideal for in a provider's operation? And what are some applications where it might not apply?
That's a great question. The best application for RT Now is in those areas where it's mostly teaching and it doesn't really require someone to be in person. We do a great job over the phone or via telehealth. We have our own proprietary telehealth software that we use, which is minimal touch for the consumer. They don't have to download any mobile applications or create any usernames or passwords. So it's pretty easy for us to deploy our team to the patient's home via telehealth. What we are not is those patients who do require extensive on-site, hands-on, you know, assistance with things. If new ventilator setups are quite a bit of a challenge to do remotely, especially, you know, it's a new piece of hardware that is very important to that person.
Yeah.
And, you know, NIV setups we could probably do, but we haven't started that process yet. We're on the vent side of things, or NIV, we're focusing more on the monthly or quarterly checks. Like I said, more low touch items.
Makes sense. And talking about equipment, what brands of sleep equipment or ventilators or non-invasive ventilators do you guys support?
We are proud to say that we are device agnostic, so that we use everything that's out there, whether, you know, the major brands that are used every single day or some of the new ones that are touching our shores.
All right. Well, Chuck, this is fascinating stuff. If providers want to find out more, how can they reach out to you guys?
Our website is probably the best way, rtnow.net. We have a bunch of salespeople, Andrew, Kurt, and Anna Marie is the newest one. And we're all over social media as well.
Great, great. Okay, so start at the website and that address again?
rtnow.net.
Well, Chuck, this is great stuff. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Once again, thanks to Chuck Stadler Jr., President and CEO of RT Now. And again, you can check them out at rtnow.net. Thanks for being on the podcast, Chuck. Please don't forget to rate and review the HME Business Podcast. And if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. If you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to subscribe to the magazine there as well. You can get that in print or as a digital edition. Again, that's hme-business.com. You can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on Facebook, Twitter, and also LinkedIn. And I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out. Again, you can hit us up on Twitter. You can reach me at Post Acute News, or you can email me at D as in David, K-O, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering compelling HME topics like HME staffing. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.